Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Very well, thanks. A good topic. It's kids with strange dogs.
Yes. Now, this is a real serious one, this is, because most people that get bitten by dogs are kids, and it's normally between 4 and 9 years of age. Now, there's been lots of studies done about why do dogs bite kids? And inevitably, it's not something that the dog starts off doing, but something that the child doesn't recognise. And one of the things is the cues that the dog will give to say, hey, you're getting in my personal space. I'm not comfortable with what you're doing. And the dog will give a number of signals, but often kids don't read the signals, and that's where we go astray. So one of the things that's really important is to teach kids, firstly, if there is a strange dog they don't know, it's really important not to rush up to that dog. The dog doesn't know you, just like if you rushed up to me in the supermarket
and started patting you.
Yep, I'd be like, you know, come on now.
You'd be not happy.
Exactly right. And, you know, we live in Australia where people tie their dogs up outside shops and stuff like that.
That's a no-no, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a great idea. It's not, and it puts a lot of pressure and stress on the dog because they're left alone.
They don't know when the master's coming back, do they?
And they don't know, exactly right. And they don't know.
If they're coming back.
They don't know who all these people are that are walking by. So with kids, it's really important to teach them how to recognise some of those signs. So, for example, one of the things we want to teach them is loose bodies mean that we're okay. When a dog's got tension and they're not moving and they're statues, that's when they're not coping in the given situation. One of the things that we want to teach our kids is we never take something from a dog, whether that be their food bowl, a toy, or something like that. And we never, if a dog takes something from a child, it's that child needs to go and get mum or dad rather than try and take it back. That's really important because that's often where we get the behaviours. Best resort is to always have a dog being supervised with a parent, and teach your kids really early to look for those signs. If the dog is like a statue and not moving and just you know, growling or showing their teeth or snarling or snapping, any of those things, they're the big ticket items of, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, I'm going to bite you. And it's often because the dog themselves is scared. There's a really great website, Dog Zone, that will teach you a lot of extra stuff about how you can keep your kids safe, because we've got to bring down the numbers. It's quite substantial every year, kids being bitten by dogs, because they just don't see the cues.
You said there, Joe, that they normally do give few signs before they do bite. Do they ever bite without giving us a signal?
The only time that a dog will bite without giving a signal is when they've been in trouble before, perhaps by an owner. For example, if my dog gives a growl and then I tell that dog off for growling, then the dog might take it out of their repertoire. Okay. And so that might be only step level on the 3 on the aggression level. But what I want to do is I want to teach my kids that if I see a growl or hear a growl, that means that the dog doesn't want to be disturbed. And so that we give that dog their right to say no thank you in the moment, and because they're making choices as well.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk next Saturday morning.
See you again next week.